This tape was made from wire recorders in aircraft of Anti-Sub Squadron VC-69 in late June 1944. The sub was a 2,700-ton cargo sub of the Japanese Navy. The next day, our escort ships picked up 11 ton of crude rubber in blocks. Also picked up was one Japanese meter stick and one pair of sandals. Now let us enjoy the recording.
The sounds on this and the following record were recorded during actual anti-submarine operations of carrier-based planes in the Atlantic in the early summer of 1944. Each plane was equipped with an airborne magnetic wire recorder connected to the sonobuoy receiver and to the intercom system. The recordings began when one of the planes on patrol made radar contact with a submarine on the surface. As the plane approached, the submarine started to submerge. A sonobuoy was dropped. Since it was not the improved 1A buoy, ringing microphonic sounds were present. There were also buzzing noises due to electrical interference from the ignition system of the plane. Nevertheless, rhythmic swishing propeller beats could be heard plainly. Listen to the propeller beats over the sonobuoy and note that they are very similar to those produced by our own small S-type submarine. Listen to the explosion which occurred at 2347. Note the pilot's emphasis on marking the buoys with smoke lights.
Red, somebody drop a great big one now, quick. Drop a great big small one. We just dropped a small one. Yeah, but that didn't work. Drop a big one. We just threw out another small one just now. Okay.
During the course of the previous event, the plane had dropped the standard square sonobuoy pattern. Now, note the sound as of escaping air. After the explosion noises subsided, listeners on the plane heard crunching sounds, which they described as being like someone stepping on a tin can, or the breaking of a pile of dried twigs.
Are you getting any indication on the ramrod?
There's positive indication on the orange boy.
Later, sluggish, explosive-like sounds were heard, together with more crunching sounds. Still later, two short percussive sounds were heard. Possibly they were due to some small explosions aboard the submarine. No further submarine indications were heard.